Overpowering their guards and arming themselves with makeshift weapons, the Jewel Pit slaves, led by Tarzan, Oruk, and Kailuk, have begun their advance upon the Palace of Atea. Wong Tai, after rescuing Jeanette Burton from the Chamber of Serpents, has forced her, against her will, to accompany him to the Queen's subterranean treasure cave, where the Chinese and Jeanette are caught by Atea and her guards. They are condemned to immediate death by sacrifice to the fires of Tor and are led away toward the Hall of Pantu, the Chamber of Sacrifice. As Tarzan, O'Rourke, and Kailuk lead the liberated slaves toward the palace, the Shan of Rator, with Darno, Uka, and a horde of savage Ratorians, opens his surprise attack upon the walls of the city of Tor. Tarzan starts for the main gates of the city with O'Rourke in an attempt to open them to the attacking Ratorians.
Oh, be gary, Tarzan. The lieutenant and his reinforcements made it just in time.
Yes, but the real fighting hasn't started yet. It's not going to be easy. Here, down this side street.
Wait, you're heading for the elephant paddocks. The gates are not...
Yeah, I know. We're going to need help to get through to the gates.
Aye, they're as thick as fleas on a dog's back down there. But help? From where?
Tantor, the elephants. Black Maluk and the others. They'll take us through those warriors.
Oh, the elephants? Holy Saint Patrick, I'm with you now. But the elephant men, they'll be guarding the base.
Most of them will be at the walls fighting. Look, there's the paddocks. The gates open. No guards.
Ah, they'll be inside. Go easy.
They made a mistake in not taking the elephants with them and lining them up opposite the gates in case the Ratorians did break through. Now we'll take them. Here we are. Come on.
What's the plan?
You take that side of the lane. I'll take this. Go straight through. Drop the gates to each corral as you pass. Leave the rest to me.
Like ghostly shadows, Tarzan and O'Rourke move swiftly, silently, through the dark paddock, pausing at each corral only long enough to lower the gate bars. Returning to Black Maluk's pen, Tarzan drops the bars and, followed closely by O'Rourke, advances quickly toward the huge, swaying bulk of the jungle titan.
Panda. Come here, O'Rourke. He'll lift us up on his back. Nala Tantor. Nala Tamangane. Nala, Tarzan.
At Tarzan's low-voiced command, Black Maluk lifts first one, then the other to a seat astride his neck. Swiftly then, the great beast shuffles out into the paddock and toward the open gate.
Tantor! Tantor! Good! Tantor! Good!
They're all following. The whole herd's coming behind us.
Yes. They'll clear the way to the city gates.
Okay, then we can only get close enough to the main gates to open them before the yellow devils see us.
And I'll take care of that, even if they do. They've seen the elephants, Rock.
Sure, and they've got to try to turn them back.
Hold fast and sit tight. We'll be at the gates in a moment.
Home, Tantor! Bundulo, Valmangani! Bundulo!
Oh, Bigari, we're through! Here's the gate!
Down, O'Rourke! Drop off! Open the gates! I'll turn the elephants back against the Torians!
Run, Tantor! Run! Bundulo! Bundulo, Valmangani!
The gate, Tarzan! I have it unbarred! Bring your side open! He's the lieutenant, Anuka. Ah, the saint be praised.
Tarzan! O'Rourke!
Here, lieutenant!
This way, Darno!
Grâce à Dieu, mes amis, we are in time. I feared we would be too late.
We've given you up, Darno. Started the fight ourselves. We'll talk later. Bring some of your Ratorians and come on to the palace. We've got to find Jeanette.
Bien, bien. Our plans are made. Uka and his men follow us. Monsieur Le Chandre Raptor carries the fight into the city. Lead on! Uka! Ratori!
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, Wong Tai and Jeanette Burton, recaptured by Atea and her yellow-skinned guards, as they were about to leave the Queen's treasure cave, are being led through dimly lit, gloomy subterranean passageways and corridors to their death by sacrifice in the fires of Tor.
Dr. Wong, do you think she actually means to throw us into that pit of fire? I can't believe that she'd be that cruel.
It is difficult to guess exactly what a woman of her savage nature would do, my child. But this time, I think there can be little doubt of her intentions toward us.
Why did you insist on going to that treasure cave? Of course, it's too late to say I told you so.
It would seem that the venerable ones before whom I laid my plea for guidance and assistance become somewhat distant in their power of hearing.
Oh, good heavens, Dr. Wong, be serious. Don't you realize we're being led straight to a horrible death?
Not idly is it written that the gods conceal from men the happiness of death that they may endure life. Birth is not a beginning, my child, nor is death an end.
When I think of being dropped into that awful, flaming
pit. Do not lose courage, my dear. My all-conquering determination to acquire great wealth has placed us in a position of grave danger. But perhaps with the help of those guiding spirits who appear to have turned a deaf ear to the ill-advised request, we may yet continue in our present existence.
Look, we're in the corridor leading to the sacrificial chamber of Pantu. Those guiding spirits in whom you place so much faith are going to help us. Better do it soon.
Yes, sir. Well, there seems to be a great deal of activity and commotion for such a late hour.
What is it, Dr. Wong?
With the little I have been able to pick up of the language, I believe Atea has sent the guard to learn the cause of the disturbance out there in the streets. To me, it sounds like much fighting.
Hey, Bunny!
The chamber of sacrifice, Dr. Wong. Once we're inside, well, that great door closed on us.
Well, Mungo, how's it going?
Urak, Arshan Roto, Oho Togo Ho Te Bane.
Andak, Ukala Togo Pore.
Seems, Jeanette, that the spirits of our guiding ancestors have not entirely forsaken us.
What is it?
Tarzan has killed Mungo and is leading an invading force against the palace.
Oh, Wong Tai. Your friend Tarzan of the Apes was at the bottom of this slave revolt after all, and you knew it, planned it with him.
If this person did not know it, illustrious one, he at least suspected it and attempted several times to warn the heaven-born.
With proverbs which the gods themselves did not understand. But never fear, my friend. Tarzan and his slaves and that old fool Shan Rathor have arrived too late to interfere this time in my plans for you and this woman.
As this one has often and not ineptly stated, you are subtle and esteemed in wisdom, heaven-born. But neither of these virtues can restore a broken jar.
Broken am I? We will see. There before you, the hall of Pantu. Go. Bonne, Antum la nova Pantu.
Oh, Dr. Wong, look, the priest waiting.
Shackles gathered for the feast.
Ananlok Bane, Danlanu Bandaka.
Now, my friends, we will see if your friend can save you from the embrace of Pantu.
Meanwhile, in the city, the invading horde of Ratorians, led by the fierce old Shan himself, drive their ancient foes from street to street, house to house, pillaging, plundering, burning, giving no quarter. Tarzan, Darno, and Uruk, with Kailuk and his slaves, supported by Ukar and several Tars of picked men, have fought their way to the main palace staircase, where a handful of Atea's nobles and palace guards are making a desperate resistance.
Here, Darno! Uruk! This way.
Don't interfere. If only we had machine guns to clear a path.
Oh, stick with Tarzan, Lieutenant. Oh, we won't need it. He's cut enough parts for them yellow devils wide enough for a regiment.
Come on, Donald. O'Rourke, lead the guards to Kyluk and the slaves. Follow me. The main corridor to the council chamber.
But which way, mon ami? These corridors are all alike.
O'Rourke, where is he?
Oh, right here, my lad. Now, you can't lose an O'Rourke. You are covered with blood. You are wounded.
Oh, scratches, all of them. You're not so favored you cut yourself. But come on. Follow Tarzan. We've got to find Jeanette before that she-devil Atiyah gets in her dirty work.
The council chamber. There at the end of the hall. This way. Here's the main corridor.
The doors are open, Tarzan. No one inside.
Then they've got Jeanette somewhere else. Kate, if that Atiyah woman has harmed the hair of the child's head, or the devil, the place is empty as a tomb.
Chanting, Tarzan. And do you know what that means? A sacrifice.
Oh, be gurry. They did the same when they made us watch the poor devil Atiyah sacrifice to Panto. Holy St. Patrick! They've got Jeanette in there.
The guards in front of that door at the end of the corridor. The Hall of Panto. Come on, hurry.